you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out,
okay?
All aboard for Night Train!
Welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's nine. Well, it's just gone nine here in Sheffield. Sunday night, so you are in tune to the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, worldwide, sheffieldlive.org, and all the other places. It's low energy today.
It feels it.
Sorry. I've had all day to get myself revved up for it. I even had a pre-show nap. Just waiting for Dr. Showbiz to kick in. That's not a euphemism for any drugs. Yes, so this is the Night Train. Kicked off the show tonight with the Marques, with the track Last Night. That was covered for the theme tune of Bottom, right?
Yes, it was.
Sending that one out because Steve Cropper was on it, who sadly passed away this week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And there is another Steve Cropper cut coming up later. He was part of the Marques, Booker T and the MGs.
It's like Stax House Band going.
Yeah,
Atlantic.
The Blues Brothers Band, and other great things. Player of lots of songs that you know. Naturally, the song we've got coming up later in the show is not one that you might know. but it's one of them you easily could have done a whole show, and somebody probably will.
Yes,
I would. I'm trying to think who might do. I reckon Harry Wilburn might on his Americana show. I wouldn't be surprised if he does a whole Steve Cropper show.
Do you know what I would like to hear do the deep cuts? Mr. Fine Wine.
Oh yeah, that would be good. But we have got one semi-deep cut coming up later. But more importantly, we do have a guest mix.
Oh yeah, we do. I put the show together and I almost forgot.
Yes, so it's a guest mix from Welsh artist R. Celiog. He's got a new album out. We played a cut from it last week, I think, or maybe the week before. It's all blending into one. But yeah, that guest mix is coming up in hour two.
Yeah, it's
end of hour one.
Pretty deep, so end of, I think, probably starts in about 1 hour. So if you're not interested in us but are interested in the guest mix,
yeah, come back in an hour.
Come back in about an hour. We'll probably just be about introducing it.
Yeah, you could probably watch the results of I'm a Celeb and then come back just in time to hear some like 30 minutes of deep cuts. Right, that's enough waffle. We're going to knock myself into shape, ready for the next link.
Yeah, let's try our best.
We'll be right back. Hello, this is Matt Elders from Art the Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Good grief. Let's celebrate.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back.
Yes, this is still the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. The two of us going, holding on till 11 o'clock.
Yeah, what we didn't say in the opening section. This is going to be a deep show tonight.
Yes, partly because of the guest mix, right?
Yeah, partly that and partly because we're slightly horizontal. And yeah. The songs we picked this week, kind of deep cuts.
Well, yeah, when I had a kind of a skim through the guest mix, I was like, oh, I want, first want to make sure that we don't play the same one that we played already because it's Tiny sent us two. So I want to make sure that that didn't happen. But then I was like, oh, I need to make sure I don't accidentally pick anything that's also going to be played. But then I was like, oh, it seems a bit much to play upbeat banging tunes. So I've kind of tried to avoid them. But right, we should talk about what we had.
Yes, so we started out with a cover of Beatles' Day in the Life by Brooklyn jazz drummer Les Demurl. That was from a limited reissue on 45, courtesy of P. Vine out of Japan. That comes backed with a cover of Gal McDermott's Aquarius as well.
Oh, nice.
Which has also been sampled. That one, the intro, most notably used by OC for Time's Up.
It's such a bizarre sample. Like, as for a hip-hop tune, there's like no real big chunky sort of beat. But
no.
He does go hard on it, from what I remember.
Yeah, I think the original's from 69 or thereabouts, anyway. The album's called Spectrum.
So you're quite lucky, listeners. That will be the only Beatles cut you have tonight. Because I've started watching Anthology again, which is coming up, which is out on remastered on the streamers. I'm two episodes in. The Beatlemania has just taken off. But you have my promise, I will not be playing Beatles songs for the next.
Pepper it.
Yeah, there won't be one a week, so don't worry. Unfortunately, I can't make the same promise of OC songs. So after that, we had OCs with It Killed Mom from the Levitation Live 2 LP, that version. That was a video that came out in 2021 for Levitation, which I think is something to, it's like a festival promotion in Texas.
That's right, yeah.
Austin, Texas.
Goat did a live album for Levitation as well.
Yeah, I think there's something to do with Austin Psych Fest, which is sometime next year. Yeah, so that originally came from Sucks Blood, which is the sixth studio album from OCs. The second one for them to be called The OCs. I think they dropped an E or added an E afterwards. Who cares? Anyway, the live video is really good. I think there's quite, I think there's some Black Flag covers in there as well. Anyway, but it's a pretty good video. It sort of shows you what their live thing is like without, because most of the bootleg is quite fun. I've been watching a lot of bootlegs recently, and they're all filmed from in front of John Dwyer, the guitarist. So it's always just him, and like somebody stood there with a phone for the whole show. And it's surprisingly
really
good. So it's nice to get one that's sort of professional. Well, not sort of, is professionally shot. So that's good.
After that, I played Led Zeppelin, which I said I was going to play last week. I intended to send it to you the song, and then obviously didn't. Just failed completely. So it's in this show instead, which, to be honest, it's probably worked out for the best because it's quite long, and it was a deep cut, and it worked with everything else a bit better this week. So sometimes these things work out well. That one from Led Zeppelin 4 from 1971, and originally recorded by Kansas Joe McCoy and Memphis Minnie in 1929. So maybe we'll play that one next week.
Well, make a note of that. That's what the fans want.
Scratches. Also, yeah, as I always say about Led Zepp, a band I haven't listened to enough. I don't, you know, sometimes you have to hold your hands up and admit shameful acts, like legendary bands like Led Zepp, where I think I might have listened to one of their albums all the way through.
Yeah, it'd be one of those where you might have heard.
I've got one. It's either Led Zepp 1 or 2, and I've listened to most of that.
Okay.
I don't own any of the others.
Well, luckily for you, you're going to get to Led Zeppelin in this 500 songs podcast.
Probably in about 4 years.
Yeah. And then you can go back for your deep dive.
The final cut of that set was Alice Rossi and Little Joe with I'm Gonna Hold On To You. That is on a brand new 3x7-inch pack out of Rockefeller Records on the reissue. It's a Stone label doing like some old Georgian soul releases. I was going to pick a couple more from that, but it's actually not been properly released yet. It's out on December the 19th, so that was the only one I could find so far.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm out to get the props that are rightfully mine.
Ravenous, en masse, none can fathom us. Creative types, thought patterns are cavernous. Beyond your average, that is unanimous. We got roots, your shoots like asparagus. American arrogance, hell of a glamorous. Still I got chips hanging off my laminates. I'm a Ross, digging our narratives. Did the biz, I never even had a kiss. Poor to rich, this the catalyst. Money talks, I got bills like a platypus. My Pythagoras crush, your abacus.
Do the math, you, who's in at the court?
Decisive in crisis, understand an anarchist. Spit gems, I scatter fucking amethysts. Batter antagonists, and I'm a pacifist.
Dispatch patterns and kick back with a granny smith. It's official, the world is flat, run like a yak. I mutilate mics, and my mother calls me Mac. I'm raw like potatoes, hook a break up in the basement. Cause they're forcing a mic socket and make a statement. We pull Mantronics, Morse code, spitters, bowler hatted out. Vinyl gorillas, some mountain splitters with vinyl killers. Keep it terrorist threats, I'm threatened. In the kitchen with shit, kebab sticks, some pieces of pigeon. I'm at the bedsit, sitting on the couch, drawing pictures of people getting stabbed. Now what's all that about? Grand imperial, superior metaphor. I burn MCs like non-British standards, that metaphors. I spit grenades, excavate the bomb sites. You get slept on, I go for pedic pillows with bed mites. Get pissed on like a Brock umbrella. Underground, I fur the Rosemary West seller, the best seller.
No doubt.
Your tracks are all railroads, pretty rickety. Send them back with your white similes. Copycat raps and facsimiles. In our proximity, mimicry will leave you left depressed. Clearly, thinking we have this affinity. As if you correlate with my innate ability. Knock off my symmetry, taking liberties. Fake mates, your best chick like Hickory. Got the soapbox out to stop bigotry. Me and JD go PC. What? You wanna get panicky? I don't give a toss, get lost, like virginity. We gotta watch that trickery.
It's true.
Four, time, one, they move slickery.
I'm original, all your rappers are cliche. Your mom looks good, star. I fucked her yesterday. Plus I fucked your sister the day before yesterday. And your girlfriend the day before the day before yesterday. Sick like I'm interested, insect incest. What's sticky dick in a what's next, the ass fest. Fractured like punks is a dark place. Chicken bone and duck feather style, we keep it level face. The terrorists on the terraces ever since. The premises that we break and enter your premises. Them snakes bite like Stella and Bo. Get taken out the yard better than covered in feathers, yo. I smash you, I got the most aggressive semaphore. I can't competitor with second tools and get applause. Ask a trick who got the better tongue. I'm an adrenaline junkie, like an amphetamine veteran.
I'm out to get the props that are rightfully mine. About that time.
Vous écoutez le
Brandon Sheffield on Sheffield. No use crying, being all alone. Give all your love.
Never take it apart.
Yeah, welcome back, folks. Short bed this time. We have to rattle through these.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
People. Power of the guest mix.
Yeah, people will be happy. Yeah, we should just let people know what they heard.
So, your first one was Sassy 009 featuring Blood Orange, Tell Me. That's a new release. That one I got into just for the sound of the drums. It's got that DJ Shadow proper, like, early 90s. Trip Hop's back.
It is back. I was talking about trip hop last night, as it goes.
I know it's a filthy word. People
yes,
don't like it.
That was what I was talking about, actually. From there, we went into some normal hip hop. Evil Ed featuring Probe Mantis and Junior Disproy with Raw Spuds from The Enthusiast, released 2004 on Janome. You can always rely on UK hip hop to have extended scratching breakdowns. And when I listen to it, it's like, yeah. It just keeps going, doesn't it?
Yes.
Thinking of them, like Firelife Cypher, Fingerprints of the Gods, Mudfam. It's always extended, like keeping it real for the extended scratch breakdown. Then after that, we had Chip Tanaka with Thunderdub. That's available for Pay What You Want on Bandcamp. He was a programmer and music man from Nintendo. And with a bit of a penchant for dub and reggae, used to be in a reggae band as well.
His real name can't be Chip.
No, he's, I can't remember.
That's probably from Microchip, right?
Yes, or like and Chip Tune. Or
maybe he just loves chips.
But there is some sort of there is quite a bit of famous Nintendo music that he's produced. There's a whole bunch of things, including the music for the Game Boy printer, which is odd. I think he helped program the Tetris music as well. But there's a few when you're like, this sounds a lot like reggae. And it turns out it was because he really likes reggae. There's a couple of good interviews and extended videos. I'll try and put those links in the show notes for you. Then, as promised, another Steve Cropper cut. There's Wilson Pickett with Give All Your Lovin' Right Now from his debut album, It's Too Late, on Double L Records. So before he went to Atlantic. Pick that one. One, it's amazing. And two, you get to hear, you go back and listen if you're on the listen again. Wilson Pickett makes him play the guitar solo twice. It's just really something about it. He's just like, he's so into it. He's just like, right, play it again. So that's a big fan of that one. And then there's one more at the end of that.
Yeah, we finished off with Horace Andy, See a Man's Face from Skylark, and his debut album from 1972. It's finally got a reissue on Studio One. So I think there's been bootlegs floating around for many years, but it's been out of proper print for a good while. And apparently, according to Discogs Nerds, this sounds pretty good.
Excellent. All hail Discogs Nerds. Right, yes, this is the Night Train. We've got a few songs to go now. We're going to have, what, Disco Mix?
Yes, we'll do the Disco Mix now. Yeah, it's going to be Gregory Isaacs with Babylon Too Rough, Mighty 2 on the dub. Sending this one out to Birthday Man himself.
Davros, a.k.a. Oxbow Jones.
A.k.a. Oxbow Jones. Hope he's feeling better soon.
Yes, this will bring him right round, I'd imagine. Right, we'll play this and be back in a bit.
Yeah. shoot them a loot, but we know evil by the root. So easy, not easy, not take it so rough. Easy, not easy, Babylon too tough.
Shoot them, but we know evil by the